It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning, and thanks for joining the program today. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we have to give a big thanks to KWDP, KBCH, and KNPT, the stations that Lincoln County Connections is broadcast on to you here in Lincoln County. And on the program today, Tara Campy, she's the Transportation's Outreach Coordinator. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
We are really okay.
A little bit of rain, but we got over here, yeah.
Yeah, makes driving sort of, might make the rideshare concept a little bit more interesting.
Exactly, there you go.
So what do you think? Let's get started into maybe just generally when we think about rideshare, for example. What is rideshare for those who have never even heard of the concept?
Well, ridesharing can be as simple as commuting to your work site with one of your colleagues to save a little bit of money on your gas bill, or it can be taking a commuter van pool into another community if you might live far afield from where you work. So that's what we're hoping to help people do is access the sites that they need and save some money on their trips.
You know, makes me kind of think of having a former history of living for some time in California. You see it in bigger metro areas, but you know, you've got the carpool lanes. I mean, that's kind of a rideshare concept from the get-go.
Absolutely. Or some businesses have preferred parking for carpools, little hang tags that you can put in your window and get a little preferential parking at a business or a event location.
Yeah, I guess we just don't experience it as much in rural areas.
That's true, and that's what our program Drive Less Connect is trying to help with, expanding ride sharing. Businesses, community groups all around the region. I work in Lincoln County, Benton County, and Linn County, and help share information about transportation options and connect with people, provide information, whether that's newsletter articles, presentations, or just meeting over a cup of coffee to talk about what we have going on at the Council of Governments.
You had said you had a history in journalism. And tell me about your background. You were in journalism, and then you went back to school. What was going on?
Yeah, I worked as a reporter and as a copy editor at the Medford Mail Tribune newspaper and the Salem Statesman Journal newspaper for several years. Then I transitioned back to school. I got a master's in public administration, worked for a small nonprofit in the Salem area called the Adaptive Riding Institute. Mm. They do therapeutic horseback riding.
Really?
And really got to work with a lot of agencies on community connections and building relationships for programs that benefit the lives of local residents, and was able to apply those skills in my current job, which is really exciting.
Nice, nice. Well, that history and that communication, that skill that you have as a journalist makes me think a little of Commissioner Bill Hall. He was a journalist, and I think that's wonderful because the communication part is an important part, and you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Well, if you're just joining the program, you are listening to Lincoln County Connections. We have Tara Campy on the program today. More coming up about ride sharing and Cascade West Council of Governments drive or ride share program. Also, we'll talk maybe about safe routes to school when we come back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Sunwest Flight 101, pilot and co-pilot.
Roger that.
Checklist. Engine idle.
Check.
Seatbelt.
Check.
Propeller.
Check.
Check signing off.
Ready for takeoff. You wouldn't take to the sky without knowing your plane was ready to fly. And at Sunwest Honda Mazda, their 125-point safety check won't let you take to the highway without a sign-off on everything you need to ensure a safe and reliable vehicle.
Check out the great selection of certified used vehicles on the lot at Sunwest Honda Mazda and know you're purchasing quality vehicles all priced under retail Kelley Blue Book.
Credit is not a problem at Sunwest Honda Mazda. They'll even pay off your old vehicle to help you get financing. So come in and check out the deals.
Every Sunwest certified used vehicle comes with a written warranty. So take off today in a new used vehicle from Sunwest Honda Mazda on Highway 101 in Newport.
Check.
You're in your car. The driver next to you thinks he's on a racetrack, but you're cool with that. Because no matter where he zigs and zags, you've been to AutoZone. And you know your Duralast brakes could stop on a dime. So you step on yours and let him go flying past, right into that speed trap up ahead.
Get to AutoZone for Duralast brakes, the official brakes of NASCAR, designed for reliable stops every time. And they are only at AutoZone. Pick up the official brakes of NASCAR today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we talk about news events, and we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government, the fabric of your community. On the program, Tara Campy, she's a transportation outreach coordinator, and we're going to jump right into it. What is rideshare? We've talked about what rideshare is, and Tara, interestingly enough, when I first became the public information officer, we were working with Cascades West Council of Government talking about this need, and it seemed to me one of the things that was missing at the time was a real sort of automated system, and what I mean by that is, you know, a computer interface, something you could go online and register in, and there just, at the time, there wasn't the resources, the technology there. Can you talk about that part of it? This is something you go online and put your information into.
Yes. The website is called Drive Less Connect, so it's at driveLessConnect.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a platform that's used all around the state and also in Idaho and Washington, which are on the same database. And it's also utilized by other organizations around the country and really allows people to enter their starting destination and their ending destination, and then find potential ride matches that are other local people that are headed in a similar direction and at potentially a similar time.
Yeah, and I remember at the time we were thinking about folks who were, you know, maybe using Craigslist or, you know, other message board systems. What is the defining characteristic of this here? It's a secure site. And it just sort of has that flexibility. What's about it that you like that makes it easier for people to share information?
It's a pretty sophisticated program. It enables people to create a profile that's their personal information. They don't need to release their personal information to the public. They can create a profile name, and they can use approximate intersections for instead of giving out addresses. So there's some security built in there. And it enables people to search for trip matches for personal trips, working trips, regular commutes, and even one-time events or recreational trips far out of town or just across town. And businesses also can create a network within the system for just their employees. So if their employees only want to potentially carpool with other employees of the same business, they can just search that way, or they can search broadly and bring back matches from all over the region. There's a simple button that says find matches that you click on after entering your destinations, and then it brings up a large list of other local users that are potential matches for you, gives details of their trip, of their preferences, whether they can drive or not, smoking or not, whatever kind of preferences you'd like to enter, and then you can contact those matches through the site and see if it might be a good fit for you.
So if I'm a parent and I, say, have a five-year-old, do I have to create a profile for my kid, or do they just come as part of a family profile? How does that work?
Sure, you could include that information. I had someone ask the other day. They said, oh, I'd like to carpool, but I need to make a couple stops at daycare before leaving town, you know, do pick up and drop off, and that's something that you could enter in your profile as information. You know, these are my carpool availability hours, and I have to make these stops before leaving town, and let folks know about your availability and your needs.
What do you think is the most intimidating aspect for folks who maybe really, you know, need to ride share, want to experiment with it? In your experience out there, what are some of the common, intimidations of the program?
I think people are a little bit wary of connecting with people that they don't know. So that's why it's nice that you don't need to give out your personal information, and you can connect only with your own colleagues if you prefer. So I think it's probably a good idea for people to just check out the site and poke around if they're not sure that they want to participate. It's all free, so it's something that they can just try out and experiment with their own comfort level.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about rideshare and really driveleskonnect.org, which is serves Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln counties, correct?
Yeah, the website actually covers the whole tri-state area, and it's actually driveleskonnect.com.
Driveleskonnect.com. But the reality is that the engine under the hood of what you see online is really something that's been used throughout numerous states. It's a solid platform, and folks can expect reliable service out of this.
Absolutely. It's a great website. There's also an online personal calendar for every user where they can track their trips, and that's not just carpool or commuter vanpool trips. That also includes any alternative transportation, whether you're taking the bus, walking, telecommuting, or riding your bike. You can track those trips, and when you are tracking your trips, you're eligible for prizes. We do a lot of prize drawings for local businesses, for restaurants, grocery stores, coffee shops, that type of thing. So that's another benefit of checking out the site.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connections. Tara Campy, Transportation Outreach Coordinator, Drive Less Connect Rideshare. We've got a few other things we want to talk about. Safe Routes to School coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mills Ace Hardware has what you need to clean and organize your home. Sort out the stuff you wish to keep, then donate or toss the rest. Store what you need in an 18-gallon clear tote on sale at just $5 at Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Ace garbage bags also on sale at $4.99. Knock out your to-do list and spend your weekend relaxing with the help of the helpful hardware folks at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place.
If you're looking for a new car, make sure you get the gold. Hi, folks. Tim Wood, sales manager, Gold Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Right now, we're having a month-end blowout on all of our new 2012s, 2013s, cars, trucks, sport utilities, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. The rebates are huge. Interest rates are low, as low as 1.99%. Trade-ins have never been worth more. We want your business. We will not be undersold. Our process is smooth, simple, and hassle-free. Come on in. Register for the big screen TV we're giving away. Register yourself. Register a friend. Check out our inventory. Check out our staff. Grab a cookie and some coffee. Check out our ad in the Newport News Times. And look for the big American flag. You won't regret getting the gold.
Get the gold.
Gold. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. 1422 North Coast Highway. All sales on approved credit. No purchase necessary for big screen TV contest.
See dealer for complete details.
At HomeSmart Oregon, we still believe in the American dream of home ownership. Take an online homebuyer class to help you make smart purchase decisions. HomeSmart Oregon can give you expert advice to help you save money and access down payment assistance. Visit HomeSmartOregon.org to learn how an online homebuyer class can help you achieve your American dream. Be smart with HomeSmart Oregon. Sponsored by HomeSmart Oregon and aired in cooperation with the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
All right, welcome back, and thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections here on KWDP Walport, also KBCH Lincoln City, or KNPT Newport-Toledo, reaching you countywide. Tara Campy on the program talking about rideshare. Tara, we might want to jump back into rideshare, but real quick, you were here last week doing a meeting on safe routes to school, and that's just another component of what you do. What is that?
So Safe Routes to School is a national program. It's active in several communities here in Oregon. It really works on improving bike and pedestrian access for students, a lot of education and encouragement components to try to get more children on their feet, commuting or traveling rather to school in a safe, healthy, active way so that they're arriving at school ready to learn and they're getting that crucial physical exercise built into their day a little bit.
You know, and just to segue here back to rideshare, would rideshare also provide for kids on any level? Meeting with other parents and kids who are traveling to school, or is that
absolutely
a little far out there?
No, absolutely. There's a component of the Drive Less Connect website that's called School Pool, and we're launching a School Pool pilot program this month at Franklin School in Corvallis and looking to expand it. And School Pool enables parents to match up with others that are headed to the same school from their same area. They can match up for carpooling together.
Wow.
And they can also match up for what we call bike trains or walking school buses, where children will walk or bike to school together in a group with a parent leader.
Safe Routes to School. Any other thoughts about that program? I mean, what do folks really need to know about in this community? When you met with individuals at the rec center, what were you trying to talk about?
We were generating ideas. We had a lot of great input from community leaders and community members in the area. There are definitely a lot of infrastructure concerns in this area regarding that the primary concern is always that children are traveling to school safely. So we're definitely looking to promote access to schools by walking or biking that is in a safe and accessible and healthy manner.
So, I mean, does it necessarily emphasize those that can, you know, be within proximity to their schools? What about in some of the rural situations where, you know, distances are just so far?
Yeah, if distances are too far that it doesn't make sense for children to be walking or biking to school, then carpooling is certainly always an option.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, children access school via the bus when they live further out as well. Some parents also participate in what's called park and walk, so maybe drive a certain portion of the route, and then children might be able to walk in for another portion and still get some mobility and some exercise and fresh air, and also reduces congestion and traffic pollution around the school.
Yeah, I was hearing an interview the other day talking about how busy parents are and how exercise is really this critical thing that some kids aren't getting because of our busy schedules. But, wow, that's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that park and walk. And it sounds like a lot of this has to do with getting exercise.
Definitely. And it does help parents as well with reducing their need to get children to school in the morning if they can kind of share that responsibility with some of their neighbors.
So real quickly, though, if someone wanted to follow up on Safe Routes to School, kind of expand their knowledge on thinking about these concerns, where would they find some resources?
Well, we're going to be continuing to reach out to local individuals and schools about some exciting education, bike and pedestrian education ideas and action planning for the future. And anyone that wants to learn more or provide input can call me. I'll give my phone number. It's 541-924-8480. Again, 541-924-8480.
And if they go to Drive Less Connect, will they necessarily at drivelessconnect.com find you through that?
Absolutely.
Eventually, would it make its way back to you, possibly?
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on where you log in, if you log in anywhere in Lincoln County, Benton County, or Linn County, you'll see our local contact information. So you'll see my contact information there.
So jumping back into Drive Less Connect, We know that there's this portal here, drivelessconnect.com. And what are we seeing as far as Lincoln County folks? Are we getting that critical mass increasing, seeing a lot more usage in the valley? What are the trends?
It's really growing. We have over 1,100 participants throughout the three-county region, and we're really working to expand here in Lincoln County. There is one commuter van pool that comes over from the valley to the Hatfield, NOAA area every morning. That's a commuter van pool that can serve folks who work in Lincoln County and live in the valley. And there are carpools. Carpool numbers are increasing every day. I've been doing outreach with community groups like the Chamber here in Newport, mm-hmm. Kiwanis clubs, direct business outreach, including at the Samaritan Health Services locations and the local hospitals for their employees, Tanger Outlets up in Lincoln City, and a variety of organizations to get the word out.
Yeah, really, really hitting the community. And you had said that there is no mobile app yet. You know, and I imagine somebody with a smartphone could actually go on to the Drive Less Connect website. It's not like you'd be limited from doing that, but the mobile app might kind of streamline, you know, interfacing a little bit easier. Are they using the mobile apps in other communities? It's just a while before we might get it here, or is it totally new concept to the software?
It's being developed right now. But yes, folks with a smartphone could definitely access the site on the go.
Yeah. You know, I'm just starting to kind of think about this kind of, you know, flexibility that a person could literally, with a mobile app especially, kind of just be out and be on the move and be tagging up with people. Because I think, you know, in its most refined sense, wouldn't that be great that you could just hook up with people as you need to, as you're traveling, and make it work? I mean, it has the potential to be that kind of quick response, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
I know folks with their Priuses are trying to get 50, 55, 60 miles out of their Priuses. I see a time when folks are thinking about how they used Drive Less Connect and just worked it
and
like ninjas.
How much they're saving, too. We have some stats that show that our users in our three-county region have saved over $204,000
wow.
by participating in non-drive-alone trips and saving that gas money. They've also reduced 584,000 pounds of CO2.
Amazing.
So we're really proud of those accomplishments, and thanks to the community for making that happen.
So if you're listening to us, we're about ready to close the program here. But Tara Campy, she'll come to your group. You'll come to schools. You'll come to organizations. I mean, even employers. I mean, there's really some opportunities here. So it's
541-924-8480.
And also her web email is tcampy@ocwcog.org. And it looks like you've also listed cwride.org, too, as another website folks can check out. All right.
Yes, and of course, drivelessconnect.com.
All right, drivelessconnect.com. Thanks for joining us today, Tara. It's been great to have you on the program. Please come back again.
Thank you so much.
And you as well, if you're listening to us today, thanks for joining us. Remember, you can stream this program at a later date on your Quinnipiac Communications websites. Have a great
day. News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.